You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at lakewoodchev.com.
I doubt our next guest is mixing in waters.
Straight on the rocks, Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. He's probably drinking out of the cool side of his pillow right now.
Listen, here's the deal. The three of us at our ages have had to have figured this out by now, boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, honestly, I'm lucky. I've never really been a bad hangover guy, thankfully.
Oh, red wine is my... I can't do it. Like, I do. I go one for one wine for drink, and I learned that in... Well, too late, but I learned it. Oh. But wine, red wine is just absolute, and I love it, but it kills me.
Well, it's really the... It's like the opposite of Gatorade. It's a dehydrator. Like, literally, you drink that, you can just feel yourself. It just sucks all of the moisture out of your body. Yeah, I can't have... I have... Being drunk once on red wine and never again. It's just too much, man.
It's a pulverizer. It is.
Oh, it's really rough. There's no doubt about it. I get a real bad headache. I can't do it. I don't even really like wine. I'll just sip it to look cool.
Yeah, he drinks port now to try to pretend he's somebody
That's
special.
Right. And then the odd time, what's the other stuff I drink? But definitely port.
Sherry? Is that what you drink?
No, what's the other thing I told you about?
Remember, prune juice.
Zambuca.
Buddy. Prune juice.
Zambuca. No, no, not Zambuca.
What? Zambuca?
No, sorry, not Zambuca.
Gross.
No,
gross.
Hey. We're having a good time now.
Jeez.
No, what is it? I'll think of it. It's not Zambuca.
Oh, damn. That's good.
Well, it must be great. You don't even. Scotch?
No.
You don't even know what you're consuming?
I'm drawing a blank.
What are you
right
buying
now?
The stuff on a street corner out of a brown bag?
I married a bartender. That was a bad idea.
Oh, really? And she can make up all the different drinks?
Oh, my God.
Did you meet her at the bar, Al?
Well, no, I didn't, as a matter of fact. But she can make a Singapore sling like hell won't have
it.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Hopefully Streds remembers this like he remembers the song that was playing that one day. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Or what he was drinking.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll think of it before we're done with you, Low Tide. Don't worry.
Hey, Al, it's so good I can't remember what it is. Wow. What a great selling point.
No, I actually had it at Vivo. They brought it to me at Vivo after our meal.
It was probably something obscure like rye.
Like an aperitif?
It was a small glass, yeah. It wasn't rye. Get out. It was whiskey. No. I'll think of it. Just give me 2 seconds. I'll text Greg and he'll tell me.
This is awesome.
Let's talk about a few. First thing, Al, I know you're a big soccer guy.
Yep.
What do you make of young Alphonso Davies, the 16-year-old from Edmonton who is taking the Canadian soccer team by storm?
Well, here's what I hope he is. I hope he's the one, because all the great offensive players like Struts end up playing hockey. But this guy might be that rare breed of a guy who is a great offensive player who chose soccer, because that's what Canada needs. Canada has always been, you know, pretty stout defensively, or at least they play the game that way. But this guy might actually be able to score, and that changes everything. I mean, we've been waiting forever and ever and ever. The women's side has had some Sinclair and some other really good strikers and offensive players. This guy looks like he might be something that we haven't seen before in Canadian soccer, or at least in a long, long time.
I want to bring you back to hockey and talking about another deal gets done by Tampa Bay Stevie Eisman, who I think is a pretty good GM. They get Palat dialed in. What do you think of this contract compared to what we saw with Tyler Johnson?
Well, you know, Johnson had a little bit of a down season, as I recall, overall, but these are really good. They're all really good contracts. So he's basically signing five guys to all of them a little value deal, like a little under market. And because of that, he can get five guys in for four salaries worth. And look, they haven't won a Stanley Cup under Eisman, but they're doing all the right things. They're like Nashville, who they're slowly, incrementally doing the right things, and it'll pay off. I love the contracts they've signed this year, but I also like the Stamkos deal. They're really, and I think it's Eisenman's somebody's negotiating ability, but probably Eisenman, that makes it possible. But these are really good contracts.
You think they've done enough on the back end?
Don't know. The problem is that I think they're a little, like, they can add at the deadline. That'll be the issue that they have. But, I mean, I like their top-end guys, but I don't know if they, you know, I mean, you make a great point. They may not have enough, but there's also still time, right?
Alan Mitchell, aka Low Tide, joins us. Al, we had Curtis Lazar on earlier in the show, and he was very open about how, man, it got so bad for him in Ottawa. He felt like he didn't want to go to the rink some days. And for a guy who's pretty upbeat, he explained that's how tough it was and said he felt like he finally got his confidence back. So you look at some Edmonton Oilers players. You know, I know you've talked a lot about Milan Lucic, 5-on-5 scoring numbers, and obviously significantly lower last season than any other year. It's easy to say he'll bounce back. Why do you think he'll have a bounce back here?
Well, he was so low. Like, he was 2.04, I think, in L.A., which is really good. Anything over 2 is good, 5-by-5, 60. Now, he's playing with Kopitar, who's a really good player, but, hell, he got to play McDavid here, and that wasn't working out. He dived to about 1.22 per 60. I think that's the number. So that's just a wide gap. I think he'll recover no matter what, simply because the numbers were against him early in the year, and he did recover as the year went on a little bit. I think in order for you to think that Lucic is you know, going to go backwards, you have to be convinced that he's you know, really slowed down. And I think he was slower, probably partly because he's on the ice with McDavid. And I'm not saying he'll go back to 2.04, but I think 1.8 or 1.9 should be reasonable, depending upon who he's playing with. He's not, you know, he's not 40 years old, and he is a little slower, but he still has skills, still a wonderful passer. I think he'll have a 50-point season again this year, but more of those points will come at even strength.
Gregor just had Joey Lalege on. You know, we just signed that contract extension. When I look at the Oilers, he's to me like a wild card. You know, I think he's, you know, you use the term a lot. Was it found gold? I hear you say that all the time. What do you think of him and his opportunity of maybe actually be drafted as a D-man and becoming a forward in the NHL?
It's rare, very rare for a guy to do. Like, he was, I remember when he was in Denver, and then when he was first in Bakersfield, people said, you know, he's going to be a power play quarterback and a defenseman. And you know, he's got good wheels. He's very skilled. 18 goals in his last, I think, 41 games in the AHL, which means he probably, you know, what, that's around 30 goals in an AHL season. So I don't know how good he's going to be at the NHL level, but this is a guy who's got a real chance, I think, because the Oilers need guys who can score goals at value contracts, and this guy's under $1 million. He can help the power play. The Oilers, I don't know how much help they need there, but if he could score at even strength or show something, I think he and a guy like Avutu, who was just signed the other day, they could be really valuable contracts if they make the NHL.
Well, you look at Lalege, and you look at the lack of scoring depth in Bakersfield right now. If the Oilers, because I think they've got 14 forwards pretty much locked up. Now, where they're going to slide in and out of the lineup, that remains to be seen. That's, I think, what the competition will be for right now. But I think Lalege is a guy who, you know, could get a few preseason games. I would think we'll get a few preseason games because they got 8 of them. So, you know, might last long in camp, but ultimately goes down to the American League, but could easily be one of their first recalls if they have injuries on the wing, because the Oilers just don't have a lot of skilled forwards right now at the American League level.
Yeah, if he keeps scoring at a 30-goal pace or whatever it is in the AHL, sooner or later there'll be an injury and there'll be an opportunity and he'll be here. I don't know where he'll play. The Oilers, I think, are going to be – it depends on all these other kids, right? Like Kajula and Puljujarvi and Slepyshev. I think the top two left-wingers are Maroon and Lucic. Who falls in afterwards? I mean, I really like the signing of Jokinen. I assume he'll be third-line left-wing, but maybe he'll play higher in the lineup. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, when I'm looking at Lege, I think he's a guy that really no one really knows to expect. So I think he actually has the organization's watching him. You know, I think it's hard sometimes when you're in the minors and you're, oh, he's a X on the depth chart. It's hard to get attention, but I think that people are intrigued by him. I think we could actually see him up there this year, even if they just want to inject a little energy and kind of like a wild card factor into the lineup.
Well, and I think he's waiver eligible too. So if he's scoring a bunch, then that's a consideration too. It would be a huge favor to Peter Chiarelli, who's got some fairly expensive talent up front, for, you know, who can score. If he could get an inexpensive guy who could help them, even if you know score more goals on the power play than you do at even strength, that'd be a nice addition. I'll be interested in seeing how he's used in preseason by Todd McClellan. Most veteran coaches, they have their NHL team and their AHL team, their roster practicing. Early on, they separate it. They've got guys like Jujar Kara and others who I think will probably be on the NHL side. But it'll be interesting to see if a guy like Lalegia maybe steals into the NHL group. If he performs well early, maybe that's something we can look for.
Al, what do you expect in Eskimos, Red Blacks tonight?
Big score. scoring game. I mean, I'm talking like I think that the Eskimos are going to let it all hang out tonight. It's going to be a very entertaining game, and I think they win, but it's going to be like 41-38.
Ooh, high scoring affair. I love it. I love the offense, Al.
Yep, it's going to be great.
Love the offense. And hey, don't worry, Al. Next week, Strud still won't remember the name of the drink. But
Amaretto.
Yeah. Oh, Amaretto.
Amaretto.
Classy.
Is that like the song Amaretto by Morning?
That's the one. And don't forget, Struds, it's one drink, one water.
Is that the way it's supposed to go?
That's right. And sit by the bathroom.
See, to me, it's like when I'm rolling, I want to roll. I don't need speed bumps along the way.
Well, you will reach an age, Shreds, when rolling actually means rolling, and then you got a problem.
LT, have a good weekend. Enjoy your pillow.
Boys, enjoy.
I wonder how many pillows he has now.